You just never know what's going to happen. Sometimes live broadcasts like just taking the dice and rolling them. That's what it's like. It's the way it feels some days. We've talked at length here about what is social media today. You know, Facebook at one time was a way to, you know, to meet girls on campus. That's where it started. And then a few billion users later, it's a way to impact elections. It's come a long way. For many people, it's the way they communicate altogether with their school, with their kids, with everything. It becomes a utility. That's the position of my next guest, if we've got her up. Tudor Dixon from Real America's Voice and the host of America's Voice Live. We're trying to put her through. Are you there? Is she there?
Take that. I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm not seeing you. There is not you. Anyhow, yes, Tudor, I can hear you. How are you today?
I am wonderful. It's good to see you so early in the morning. I usually see you in the afternoon.
There you go. For those of you that don't know, Tudor Dixon and I co-host America's Voice Live and Real America's Voice Television. You can find that in a variety of places. It's from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Set your clock by it. But you said something to me here a couple of days ago that made me rethink many of the ideas about social media, because you made some great points. You're a mom. You've got kids in school. And you said, listen, I use Facebook to communicate with the school. They tell me about snow days or events at the school. You talk to mom, soccer practice, whatever it is, because you don't have a home phone. You don't use your cell phone that way. And so your argument is that these have become a utility. And I think you're on it. Explain to me how interconnected you've become with social media just to run your day-to-day life.
If you take social media away from me, which was really a very clear vision for me this week, because I said, hey, I am a conservative television host, and I could very easily have this taken away based on simply that alone. And so when I looked at that, I said, what do I do on Facebook that I can't live without? And really, my connection to my entire community is there, especially my children. So soccer, like you said, soccer, school play, if there's a snow day, if there's a lunch menu, all of this is coming through Facebook because we've become a community on there. But also my conservative parents group, also my cancer support group, everything goes through my Facebook, and that's where everyone is interconnected. So my entire community, my children, but outside of my children too, my friends' community, everything is on there. How can you tell me this is not a utility when everything goes through there? You, like you said, I don't have a landline anymore. You can't look me up in the phone book, but you look me up on Facebook whenever you need anything from another person. You say, let me find them on Facebook. I'll add them to this group. I'll tell them about my child's birthday party. I'll invite their kids. That's all my events are there. I know where everything is because it's in Facebook. So if you can tell me that you can take away Facebook from me and that I have no claim over what that page is in my life, you're just simply wrong. And sure, if you think it's just a social event for people to talk, you're simply wrong. It's now a utility.
I agree with you. And as a utility, I think that these pages should be addressed as such. And that's the argument that you presented to me. And I said, that really does ring true. Now, I don't use it that way, but I suspect, based on what you've said, lots of parents do. Lots of moms and dads do exactly what you just described, whether it's the Little League baseball team or the school communicating about what's on the lunch menu for this week. All of it's right there. And so then what happens when you get tossed out of Facebook because you're a conservative television host? I mean, you're not, you know, we are not radical television hosts. We're right of center television. I think it's pretty mainstream America, certainly for where we live. But for others that live in Manhattan and elsewhere, we are somehow the fringe, the lunatic fringe, which is crazy to me. But if you lose that connection, you lose a lot.
And it's easy for you to label me that as that right now, because if you look at what's happening in the mainstream media, regardless of the fact that multiple people have come out and said, no justice, no peace, say her name, walked out there and burned down buildings and promoted burning down buildings because there was a faction of Trump supporters, whether I believe in the president or whatever, just because I come out and talk about conservative politics. And there was a faction, a very small faction of Trump supporters that went in there. All of us are labeled as terrorists now. We're all labeled as terrorists.
Right.
And you can see this even on Fox today. You will see them talking about how this is more devastating than anything. This is more devastating than raiding the Capitol when it was Brett Kavanaugh. This is more devastating than attacking federal buildings in Portland. This is more devastating than creating an autonomous zone in Seattle. This is so devastating that the mom, and not even me, you know, it's not even just me. I am a public figure. But the mom who's out there saying, go out and vote for Trump, just those words alone could get her, because they're going back to June. I have a friend who was kicked off 2 days ago, and the post that they said that he was kicked off for was from June. So you have to, it's not even what you're saying now. They're right. Going back and they're saying, well, these are the people that need cleansed.
The thought police are working overtime to identify those who would threaten America. A friend of mine shared an axiom with me, Steve Doolin, a regular contributor to the program. He goes, no matter what side you are on, you're going to have people with you that you're like, why are they here? I wish they weren't. And I think that's what we saw at the Capitol for those people that supported the president that went in the Capitol. I wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't have done that. And to label us all with a broad brush is not fair any more than to say that all Democrats supported burning Portland and Minneapolis. Certainly not true. Hold the criminals accountable. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I don't think that all the Bernie Sanders supporters would say they wanted Steve Scalise shot. So if we're lumping everybody together, then we have to lump everyone together. But I disagree with that because I really... Agreed. I know Bernie supporters, they're not in it for violence. No one is in it for... The good people on both sides are not in it for violence.
Tudor Dixon, you can catch her every day on Real America's Voice with me most days. It's on Real America's Voice TV. You can find it on Pluto, Dish Network, Roku, a host of places. Tudor, thank you for being up early. I know you got the kids to school thanks to Facebook. We'll talk soon. Thank you. Quick break. It's Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.